big night here at West Banco Arena. So we get to flip the order in our intermissions back-to-back times. We welcome you into the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. The Nailers have a 5-2 lead over the Admirals, and we've talked a few times this season how thankful we are for our West Banco community tickets. And there are some amazing people in this Ohio Valley community who do some tremendous work to give to those who could really use a wonderful night. And tonight I'm joined by Ann Marie O'Grady, who in addition to being a good friend of mine, is with a special wish. And Ann Marie, what a great opportunity, as we have all sorts of families here tonight getting a chance to take in a Wheeling Nailers hockey game.
Yeah, thanks, DJ. Thank you so much for everything you do so that we can bring groups such as a special wish to the hockey games. We have a lot of our families here with their siblings, their parents, grandparents, just enjoying a night out, relaxing, and kind of not thinking about everything they go through on a regular daily basis. So it's just so nice to have this opportunity.
So a special wish, and this is so cool because I know you've granted some amazing wishes for some very amazing people over the years. What's the whole basis of what you do?
Well, we are the only local children's wish granting agency. So we grant wishes to children that have life-threatening illnesses, and we grant them from birth up to the age of 21. So every child we help is local here to the Ohio Valley.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Now, I got to dive into it because I know there's probably been some stories that you've been able to tell from through the years. Do you have some favorite wishes that you've granted or just moments that you were like, wow, this is what it's all about. This is why we do it.
There are so many of those. Every time we do a wish reveal for a child to let them know which wish will be granted, there's nothing like seeing their eyes light up and just the excitement. It just feels so good to do something to put a smile on their face. We send a lot of children to Disney World. That is by far the number one wish. But we have some really different ones that are fun, such as sending one of our wish children to the Reptarium in Michigan. It's the world's largest reptile zoo.
Oh, no way.
And that's all she wanted to do. She's been watching the YouTube channel of the Reptarium and the gentleman that owns it, Brian Barsick, for years. She wanted to meet him, and we were able to arrange that. She got to meet Brian, spend the day with him, and he invited her and her family back the next day, because what I love about what we do, besides just the granting of the wishes, which is phenomenal, is we include the family. We put so much emphasis on the siblings as well as the parents, because their lives are also affected. So it's very family-oriented what we do.
I remember we once got a chance to make a young man a Wheeling Nailer for a day as part of a special wish. That was super cool. How does the process go? Like, how do the families reach out to you? How does that all work, where you get everything going, really make sure that you're able to put together something special for them?
Yeah. A lot of times I might hear of a child, or one of my board members, advisory board members, hears of them, or they'll contact us directly. We do not have a limit of how many wishes we will grant. We want to grant a wish for every child that qualifies. So once I hear of them, I contact the family, make sure they want to start the process because they have to fill out some paperwork. Once I get that back, I contact that child's medical specialist. That is who says whether or not the child qualifies. If the child does qualify, then we start the process and have them fill out what 3 wishes they would like. Really get to know the family and go from there. But like I said, there is no amount that we will only do so many wishes a year. We will grant a wish to every child out there in the Ohio Valley that qualifies.
Takes a lot of work and also takes a lot of support. And
absolutely.
As we see tonight with the West Banco community tickets, I know you have a lot of partners and sponsors that help make these dreams and these wishes realities. And I know you wanted to give them some shout-outs.
I really would love to, because we function 100% on donations, sponsorships, and our fundraising events. So some of our yearly partners that I really want to thank for this year, 2023, first of all, Main Street Bank. They've been wonderful partners to us the last couple years, and we're so thankful for them. Hoagie Carmichael with Hoagie's Hero. Hoagie has been involved with the Special Wish way before me, back when in its inception, back in the early 90s. Goodman Properties. They donate our office space, and they are so good to us. And the Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration signed on this year as a partner, so we're really happy to have them because they do such good work, all these folks in the community. And again, without them, we would not be able to sustain ourselves.
for the businesses or maybe even the individuals who haven't had a chance to dive in and give a helping hand, what are some of the ways that our audience can help you out or get involved or just find out more information? Yeah.
Well, one way is our website, aspecialwishohiovalley.org, as well as our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. We do have several fundraising events coming up that are ours. A brand new one coming up on April 1st is Putting on the Wish. It's an old Hollywood-themed gala at the Wheeling Country Club. So you'll be able to find information for that on our website coming soon on how to buy tickets.
Okay.
After that, we do a fun thing out at Chaps Bar and Grill. It's called Bling and Brew. We do a golf scramble in August down at Fairway in Rayland. And then last but certainly not least, probably our most well-known event is the Lip Sync Challenge,
okay,
which your very own, our very own Corey Klug was the very first winner of that 5 years ago. So this year's our fifth year. It's going to be a big one, but by far that is a great night, a fun time. We have it at the Capitol Theater, and it helps us really raise a lot of funds for our Wish kids.
They certainly deserve it. There's no question about that, and I'm so happy that we were able to give all these wonderful folks an opportunity to come out to the hockey game. And did you get a chance to meet the Penguin players?
We did. There was a long line. They were in demand, which is phenomenal. It's great to see all the folks here tonight. But I think the kids were really excited with Iceberg and Spike.
Oh, yes. They're definitely some of the
those
big hits.
Those were big hits.
Show.
Yeah, they both visited us in our section, so thank them for that. But it's so nice. This is something we do for our families called Sparkles of Joy in addition to the Wish.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're a family, and that's what I love about our organization, too.
Well, let's hope we can finish off this win for you. Give me the
information
one more time.
For our website, it's aspecialwishohiovalley.org, and social media, Facebook, A Special Wish - Ohio Valley Chapter, and then also search us out on Instagram and Twitter, and, you know, if you want to volunteer, donate, or refer a child, please seek us out.
Anne Marie, you're doing incredible work.
Thank you so much
you do with A Special Wish, and thanks for giving a chance for our audience to hear about it tonight.
Thank you for the chance to do that.
Absolutely. Anne Marie O'Grady with A Special Wish, and the Nailers have themselves a 5-2 lead after two. Isaac and I will quickly run down the second on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.